Now we're back on News Radio KMAN. In Focus continues here on a Tuesday morning, getting caught up with Manhattan City officials. City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler from the Manhattan City Commission joining us here this morning. I see Dave's grabbed the phone here. Looks like we have a question or comment. It's from Robert. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, about your traffic lights. I'd set up commercial power banks all over Miami, you know, for their hurricane, which they have about as frequently as you have tornadoes and ice storms. But with your power outage on your traffic lights, you know, with a simple inverter from, for instance, inverter.com for $100, you can get a 2,300 watt, which will give you 23 amps, and you've got LED lights and the control cabinet there with a trickle charger on that battery when your power's on. Then when it drops off, the traffic light would run off of the battery through that 2,300-watt inverter, and you'd still have a response. As a responsible officer of the city, you'd be able to keep the traffic lights on at least in the town. I bought these for all the family, and we can all run our half-horse, 6-amp heater motor off of a car battery with these inverters. Just something for you to think about. You can ask any electrical engineer at K-State. He can set you right up.
I appreciate the tip. We do have, as I indicated, we do have several battery backup powers, and I don't know the details of them. We have a multi-phase capital improvement program to eventually put those on all of our signals. I can't tell you today how many we actually have that are set up that way. I just know it's not all of them. So people just need to use caution, but appreciate the tip.
Yep. All right. Thank you for the comment there. And we'll start to get into what's going on at the City Commission meeting here tonight. They've got, again, they're meeting at 7 o'clock here at City Hall. And tonight, General Agenda has a lot of ordinances on it. And we'll start with the first one. And it involves a new property going in at the West Loop Shopping Center over there at the old Pizza Hut.
Right. This is a request by the Scooter's Coffee Company to convert what is the old Pizza Hut there at the northwest corner of the West Loop Shopping Center there by the Dillon's Gas. That Pizza Hut store closed, and they built a new one out in the Candlewood Shopping Center. So they were looking at demoing that and proposing to put a Scooter's Coffee drive-through kiosk there. They have one of these on the east side of town, and I think this one's even smaller, about 500 square feet. It's drive-through service only, and we're recommending some traffic adjustments. So right now there's a kind of an uncontrolled or unrestricted access to that Pizza Hut with its parking facility there from Claflin. We're recommending that if this is approved, that be a right-in, right-out controlled movement. And then the building was situated further back on that lot so that it could have more stacking distance, so there wouldn't be likelihood of the cars backing up onto Claflin. Essentially they're asking to amend the plan unit development to allow for this use as opposed to what was there before.
All right.
The planning board did review this and recommends approval with the conditions set forth in the staff recommendation.
All right. Mayor Beller, do you have any comments on this one?
Yeah, that just, you know, is a, you know, I drive over there and use that Dillon's gas station a lot, and it's going to be interesting traffic congestion. We got a car wash going in there where the old bank was, and you put that car wash in there and the West Loop, and then a drive-through coffee kiosk, and we could have some interesting traffic patterns. That's my only concern.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And when you say right in, right out, that is that similar to what we have over here on McCall, kind of by that Scooters?
Yeah, although those are angled, this would be it'd be more difficult for somebody to jump those. So these would be a full 6-inch curb with a center triangle. So it'd be very difficult for somebody to come out of there and try to go left, which is what we're trying to avoid, or even a left in. So that's the whole point, especially during high traffic volumes, that you don't block progress, because that driveway is pretty close to the Seth Child and Claflin intersection.
Yeah. Even now, making a left out of that parking lot's near impossible and probably not recommended.
Yeah, it just depends on time of day. You know, when I go get gas at 11 o'clock at night, there's nobody there.
There you go. All right. Well, be interesting to see. And speaking of that car wash, what's the status of that? I know that's been kind of in the works here for a while.
I'm not aware that the building plans have been turned in yet. So that's all. That's, you know, all the approvals for it have been in place. They just have to submit building plans for a building.
There doesn't appear to be any work being done there. So
yeah, right.
They got to demo that bank, and there's a lot of work. So they'll have to get a permit to demo the bank. And as to my knowledge, none of those permit applications have been made yet.
Okay, good enough. Item B here on the agenda tonight, another ordinance consideration, annexing and rezoning the proposed Henry Edition up there. That's up by Culbert Hills.
Right, this is at the far northwest corner of Culbert Hills and Grand Mare Parkway in that area. So it's just a small, I think it's maybe 7-lot extension subdivision to an existing area there that's developed. So pretty straightforward for that annexation, as well as that subdivision development for single family residential. So it is annexing a small tract of land, as well as rezoning that to be R1 single family residential district. And planning board has reviewed that, and planning board staff recommend approval.
All right. Probably pretty straightforward thing here. Mayor Butler, any comments on that one?
No, it seems to be, you know, that's part of the general plan, long-range plan for the Culbert Hills area that's been out there for years. So they're just proceeding on with it.
All right. Sounds good. Why don't we take a break, Dave? We'll come back here and more in focus, continuing here on News Radio KMAN after this. We'll be back in just a moment.